Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoub, the former director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shoub, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. Hi, how are you doing?
I am strong, thank you. And this question that you are asking today is something that really does interest me. I think we're all, we've gone on this sort of continuum from being very concerned, overly concerned perhaps about COVID and washing plastic bags that came into our house to now being perhaps a little less lackadaisical. So the question is, to what extent do inanimate surfaces transmit COVID infection?
Yeah, let me give you the update on that where we are at the moment. Right in the beginning, beginning of last year, in fact, when COVID started, there were some experiments which show that the virus does survive on inanimate surfaces. Various, you know, tables, chairs and so on, so for up to about 72 hours, those kind of surfaces. And a lot of people started getting very worried, though, with, as you say, sanitizing grocery packets, sanitizing food, chairs, tables, all this kind of thing. And I thought I'd just kind of give a kind of perspective on where we are on inanimate surfaces. First of all, you must remember the virus, as I mentioned earlier this week, where does it get into the body? It gets into the body by air that you breathe in. Those air which are contaminated, that's how it gets into the body via the, what we call the respiratory tract. Also, you must remember viruses don't move. They're completely inanimate themselves. Yeah. And also viruses can't get through skin, intact skin. So the only way that from a contaminated surface they can get into the body is via the hands. The hands are the dirty vehicles. And touching a contaminated surface to your hand and then touching the upper respiratory tract, which is the nose, the mouth, and to some extent also the eyes, because the eyes also communicate with the respiratory tract via the tears. So the hands are really what count. The hands are the vehicles. And this is what we kind of recommend. You know, when you're coming into any kind of public place, whether it's the shops, whether it's the shul, whether it's whatever it is, sanitize the hands as you enter with a good sanitizer. Sanitize your hands when you leave, and sanitize your and wash your hands carefully with soap and water when you get home. That's the one thing. So you must look after your hands as the vehicles of transmission. That's the one thing. Yeah. And second of all, avoid touching those places where the virus can get in. That's the mouth, the nose, and to some extent the eyes as well. Obviously, wearing a mask also does kind of be some kind of impediment to kind of touching those areas. So that's really where inanimate things, it's really the kind of devotion to cleaning chairs, tables, dosing them with alcohol. I think that's really totally over the board and probably not necessary.
Really interesting. When you were talking, Prof, I kind of without thinking reached out for the sanitizer and gave myself a little bit of a squish because, yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense of what you're saying. It's just that we've become so blasé. It's a year and a bit later, and I reckon most of us are getting just quite lackadaisical about the way we are doing these things that we ought to be doing.
You know, it's interesting when you kind of look at any kind of public gathering, you see people kind of, you know, very meticulously cleaning surfaces. I've seen it in the shul as well. Yeah. But then the mask is down below the nose. The kind of important things are the masks. Important things are the distance. Important things are the socializing. The less important things are sanitizing surfaces.
Very, very interesting. Professor Shoub, as always, thank you for your input this afternoon. And with some luck, you'll be back with us same time tomorrow.
Thanks, Simon.